Mike V, East Coast Radio.
It's time to come clean to you. I feel very, very guilty because I've been a lazy boy. I've become pretty lazy. Remember when you were a kid and you felt like your parents' personal servant? Like you were maybe 7 or 8 and your job was to hold the light while your dad fixed the washing machine, or you had to stir the rice while your mom was cooking. You felt like a bit of a personal servant. Well, I promised I'd never do that, but I've become that guy. This past weekend, over the Easter weekend, I found myself repeatedly instructing my niece, who is 5 years old and very enthusiastic, to go and do basic chores for me. So I'd be lying on the couch, just watching rugby, right? I'd say, Layla, please bring me a Coke. And I realized that I was potentially being a little bit over the top here. It's being kind of lazy. It peaked when I wanted one of those white Easter eggs. And I asked her to fetch it off the table and place it in my mouth while she was playing in the garden. And I was like, no, Mike, no, this is too much. You're going too hard here. And I realized that I've become too lazy. That ranks as maybe the laziest thing I've ever done. And I'm kind of ashamed of myself, to be honest with you. So I wanted to find out if I'm alone in this. What is the laziest thing you've ever done on 061-792-9495? Like Joseph on the WhatsApp line, who said that he phoned his mom, who was in the living room, from the bedroom, to ask to make him some coffee. That's what I'm talking about. That's the energy we're looking for. On the line, Morgan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Tell me about the laziest thing you've ever found yourself doing, Morgan.
Well, the laziest thing I've done is I moved out of the house about a year ago, and I am so lazy. I refuse to cook. I refuse to do the dishes. So I weighed myself the other day, and I realized I've lost 14 kgs because of my laziness.
Are you kind of happy that you're lazy? Like, normally laziness makes a person less happy. Now, I feel like this would make you happier, right?
This just, it makes me so happy. But the worst part about it is I refuse to wash the dishes, and sometimes I just throw them away. Especially the Tupperware or something that I don't want to wash. You know, it's just in the way, in the dustbin, out of sight, out of mind.
Okay, Morgan, I think it's going to be tough to top. We've met someone who's lost weight because she's too lazy to cook dinner. This is remarkable. We've heard from Addie, who lives in Richards Bay, which is about 170 kilometers from Durban, right? 150 kilometers from the airport in Durban. And Addie lives in Richards Bay. Addie, what is the laziest thing you've ever done? Tell us about this.
I was going to Durban.
Yeah.
And I was lazy to drive. Yes, I was lazy to drive. So I was like, why not fly, baby girl? Why not fly? So, okay, so I knew that there are flights from Richards Bay. And I also didn't know that I can't take a flight from Richards Bay straight to Durban.
Obviously, Addie, it's like 150 kilometers.
It will probably land before I even sit down. So, okay, so what I did is that, okay, I booked a flight from Richards Bay to Johannesburg.
No.
O.R. Tambo, then from O.R. Tambo to King Shaka, which is Durban.
But, Addie, that's such a long way around. I think it's so much longer to fly
yes,
that distance than drive.
Yes, but it was worth it, right? It's just I can get things done on my phone.
How much did this exercise cost you?
Okay, so when I checked, I think it was close to 7K.
Okay.
That's a round trip, though.
Now, Addie, the haters will say it's fake, right? The haters
no,
will say
it's no, it's not fake, guys. It's really not fake.
Okay.
And I think I also shared on social media, you know, my flight tickets and all
you're
that.
You're a legend. You're a hero.
Yes, it's so much easier and fun.
Eddie, tell me, have you ever considered taking a helicopter trip to go from your kitchen to your bathroom?
Mike V, East Coast Radio.